New at 6, as Governor Greg Abbott begins to investigate avenues to reopen portions of the state, he says making sure companies and workers are safe to gather will be a priority. While Silicon Valley giants are working to figure out a master plan for this, a local nano company in San Marcos says it's already got a system that's a month away from startup. Ursula Perry explains its plan is to help achieve coronavirus containment.
Quantum Materials in San Marcos is a nanotechnology company that already makes solutions to protect companies from counterfeiting operations. Using some of that same approach, it's now promoting QTX Health ID. It's an app to authenticate COVID-19 test results and make sure those who have the virus stay home and those who don't can return to work.
It was fairly easy to adapt it to be able to be a solution for tracking the test results, and to be able to provide an immunity certificate or an electronic format that would allow people to be able to return to work.
The need for authentication of test results and tracking comes after failures worldwide with problem test kits and a lack of a vaccine.
The health provider logs into the app the same as the patient does. They take the record of the test kit that was used for their testing. So it also will start to provide some of a data tracking, which tests are turning out to be accurate, which ones aren't.
QTX Health ID claims that their system would monitor patients' tests and authenticate them, even track them all the way through the period when a vaccine is administered, certifying and clearing those who can go back to work and who needs further testing.
If we return too soon and we don't have good tracking, we could wind up in a worse situation.
This is what that phone app would look like. The track and trace program could be up and running by June 1st, and its makers are now in talks with the governor's office to see if it could be adopted statewide. In the meantime, a beta trial is underway over the next month. Ursula Perry, KSAT 12 News.
Just wow. The idea that we have to have a chip in our bodies so they can enter information into that chip that will determine whether we can go to work or even leave our homes to go out at all? How is this okay? I'll tell you, it's not. There are about to be a lot of problems because I know a lot of people that aren't gonna stand for this. So they're gonna have to catch us, restrain us, and finally put use to their mini FEMA camps that they have in place already. The last paragraph of that article we just read mentioned something called the COVID Credentials Initiative. Let's see what that's all about by going to covidcreds.com. The COVID-19 Credentials Initiative, CCI, is a collaboration of more than 60 organizations working to deploy verifiable credential solutions to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Our goal is simple. We want to enable society to return to normal in a controlled, measurable, and privacy-preserving way. The initiative is a direct response to the many calls for an immunity passport, a digital certificate that lets individuals prove and request proof from others that they've recovered after testing negative, have tested positive for antibodies, or have received a vaccination once one is available. By proving some level of immunity, individuals will be able to begin participating in everyday life again. Are you not just extremely livid and infuriated over this? How the f*** are these people gonna implement this disgustingly wicked and horrifying amount of control over our lives? This should be highly appalling to anyone out there, not just truth seekers, oh no. This is beyond offensive and undignified. This is a blatant takeover of the world and the biggest push towards the one world order I've ever seen in my lifetime. This just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. The only problem is that the world is fine the way it is. Besides, of course, already living in a debt-based system that's meant to keep poor people poor and the financial elite in total control of everything that happens. And that, my friends, is the exact reason for what we're seeing now. But more of our rights have and are in the process of being taken away, and this is as much as I can take. We have to stand up now and make moves. This is a defining moment that will go down in history. Our last chance to fight back as free-range humans before the complete annihilation of our rights are taken and the total enslavement of humanity becomes our reality. There's no time left. Do not consent to what they are trying to do. It's gonna take the majority of the people, and this is the whole reason I started my channel, to wake up as many people as possible before these kinds of things started happening. If we outnumber them, which we do, but in a stand against them, then we can do this. I love all of you, and I'm so sorry that this is happening. I know many people are stuck in terrible situations and suffering because of this elite show of force. But hang in there and stay strong. Do whatever you have to do to survive, and refuse to participate in the mutated beast system that they are currently rolling out. We all have to say no, and be ready to do what we must. I don't know what else to tell you. This has been ODD TV. Never sleep again.